All right, if you'd all join me in pledging allegiance to the flag, we'll start the meeting. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. First order of business for tonight is a call to order, roll call. Scott?
Present.
Brian?
Present.
Rudy? Present. Mark?
Present.
Judy?
Present.
Josh is absent, and Joyce is
present.
Oh, is that close?
Wow.
This is a slide right here. Didn't have the door open, huh?
I know, if they didn't have the door open, I wouldn't have made the roll call.
All right, first order of business is approval of the minutes from May 22nd, the Village District work session. I take it the people have had an opportunity.
Make a motion, we accept the minutes as read.
All right, Brian's made a motion to accept the minutes as read.
I'll second.
Second by Joyce, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Aye.
Okay, abstentions by Scott and Joyce. I did that.
Yep, and Judy.
Did I do that right? I'm sorry, Judy.
Yeah, Judy.
Judy, not Joyce.
Just press record, right?
Yes.
You're wonderful.
Okay. Second order of business tonight, under old business, case 18-013, a minor subdivision. Applicant Robert L. Johnson, 24 Currier Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, the owner of the same. Property location, Currier Road, map 402, lot 85. We actually have two items to address on that. The first one is, this was one of the transition ones between Andrea and Lisa coming on board, and it inadvertently got put aside where we never did an official approval for the lot. There was an outstanding item, a couple of outstanding items that needed to be addressed that, as a matter of fact, Judy had brought up, and it didn't get put back on the agenda. Jim Franklin, the surveyor, also had forgot to do that too. So between everybody, it got in the cracks between transition. So what I've asked is that request for a waiver for the deadline for the information that was supposed to be here was going to be submitted. And I have it here to the town of Candia. Attention, Lisa Gallica.
Galicia.
Oh, okay. I like Gallagher better. Galicia? Okay.
They probably don't.
You know, I've had worse.
Administrative Assistant, Building Land Use, Fire Department, Town of Candia, 74 High Street, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034.
Can you
Roger Johnson case 18-013. I hereby request the Planning Board to waive the deadline date of 2/22/19 and grant an extension for the completion of this subdivision. The fault is mine in that I did not request a date for completion of the order of conditions at the public hearing on 12/19/18. Final plans were submitted on 5/21/19, showing the monumentation was set. I believe, Lisa, if I remember correctly, the only thing that needed to be done was the monumentation and the contribution amounts for the lot of the road projects.
Yes.
And everything has been met. Solid conditions, and so what's the board's pleasure on the request for the waiver of the time frame?
Before you continue,
yep.
Could I bring up something in regards to that?
Sure.
Name again.
Yep.
My name's Dennis Van Dinter, 177 Currier Road. This is going to take a little bit because you're all going to want to look at it in regards to that, seeing as how no one paid attention. The first time I was here, this time I have the paperwork. To prove that he does not own that property that's in Deerfield. And there's all deeds, it's all at the Registry of Deeds. You people have access on your computer. You can verify any paperwork I have here because it all came from the Registry of Deeds. Just to satisfy anybody's curiosity, if you all agree where the Deerfield Town, Tandia Town line is on that property?
Why don't you just present just explain why you're here.
Right.
Okay, why I'm here is on his paperwork. Did you ever get a copy of his deed?
No.
No, you didn't. No. Would you like one?
Sure.
Well, go on the computer and pull it up.
I don't know if it's...
Let me tell you. His deed states that he owns up to the line, the town line. He does not own into Deerfield. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the paperwork that I've seen. Unless he can prove something different that overrides my ownership. But I have documentation of my ownership, and I've got whatever paperwork you need. This is why I tried to get with you people, and the initial meeting, I told you then that he didn't own land in Deerfield. All right, but no one seemed to be concerned or care about it. So, I mean, if we continue on, you know, and this goes through the way it is, there's going to have to be a lawsuit to resolve it. That'll involve Johnston, the Franklin, and the town.
Now, you're saying that you own land on the
west
side?
Yeah, let me give you the documentation that you can read.
The west side of Currier Road?
Yeah, it's called the south side.
Okay.
Just bear with me, you know, there's quite a bit here. All right, this here refers to this, okay, in lot one and lot two. All right, and it states that there's acreage from the town line to the road, okay, and that's the portion that belongs to me. If you read right there, it says the property south of Currier Road to the town line of Deerfield. And I have other deeds prior that confirm all of that. And this is the printout that's documented, drawing 6806, and it shows the town line. They've reconfirmed the town line because they had the surveyor. Yeah, they had the surveyor put a new monument in the same place where the old one was.
Okay.
And this is stuff that Franklin should have picked up. As a surveyor, it's his responsibility to, and he could have called me or talked to me at any time. I'd have shown him paperwork if he, you know, wasn't able to decipher it.
So,
is that this?
So Dave went over there.
Is that what this is? Like this?
See, the maps, the maps that you have here are incorrect and also in Deerfield.
That's what I would say.
All right. But the towns have signed because every, I forget exactly how many years, but the towns have to accept the existing lines or dispute them. And they sign off in agreement of where the town lines are. And that's why the last time when I told them they didn't want to believe me, which is fine. You know, it's, everybody's got to prove their point. So they had the surveyor go out, survey, and he removed the old stone marking and put the pillar And he did that one, and he did the one up in front of, well, old Petron's house there. Okay, and that one there is lower to the ground, but the one across from my driveway stands up about 3 feet, so it's not easy to miss.
So, but for all practical purposes, if Jim didn't show that line, if Jim would have just shown this town line right here, it would be a conforming lot with the necessary acreage and everything, right? So
I'm not disputing any of that. So I just don't want him including my property in his lot.
Maybe we should hear from Jim.
Yeah, I thought he'd be here tonight.
He is here.
Oh, okay, let him come up and look.
Would you mind coming up?
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is that if he has a boundary survey and there is a dispute over the boundary, it's not up to me to make that decision. It's up to the landowners and their legal representatives to make that decision. I can't do that.
Correct.
Do you have a copy of his deed?
I do.
Can you read it?
I don't have it with me.
Well,
I don't think this is the place for that.
I think
this is not the place for that. I think it's your place to bring this information to the planning board. That's what the public hearing is for.
Yeah.
And the board, then that's fine. If there's a legal dispute over the boundary line, that's between the landowners and their attorneys.
If that's the way we gotta go, then
I'm just saying it's not up to me to make that decision.
Right.
But you're supposed to interpret the deed. And the deed states up to the Candia Deerfield town line. Does not state he owns land in Deerfield. As a surveyor, you're supposed to be aware of that and you're supposed to be responsible that your surveying accounts for that.
Well,
so you're going to be responsible also if this goes through. I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to let everyone know where it's at and what's going on.
I understand. I understand. Everybody has the right to defend their boundaries. And if I have made a mistake, I will correct it.
All I'd ask is that you read a copy of the deed and explain to me what it says.
And if
they could print out a copy off the computer. They have access to the registry of deeds.
All I can say is that I'm a little disappointed that you didn't call me and say
there's
a problem.
Wait a minute. I was here at the first meeting.
You have to stop. Now, one of the things is that I understand the situation.
Okay.
And I understand.
I tried to get in touch with you and we never got together. Show you the paperwork.
Right, and that's unfortunate. That
I'm trying to do everything, reasonable.
Right, but what
you
the
know,
board...
I don't want to have to go to court, but I don't have a problem. I have all the documentation to verify everything I say.
What the issue is here, is that we have a plan in here that's been done, subdivision plan that's been done by a licensed registered surveyor.
Yep. They've made mistakes before.
That's what we have to go on.
I'm not criticizing
Mr. Denton. Mr. Denton.
Yes.
Listen to me.
Yep.
What the board has to determine is that the survey was done by a licensed land surveyor. We go by whatever the licensed land surveyor has given us in here. If there's a dispute on where the property lines actually are, that's not something that the board can do anything about. We have to base it on the fact that a professional has given us these plans. So unfortunately, it's out of our hands to handle anything like this, because again, we've had this before where there's been some issues.
I'll give you some paperwork you can read.
No, that's okay.
A copy of the deed for Johnston that states he owns up to the town line.
Right, and as was said,
it's
before,
right on the registry of deeds.
As I said before, what will have to be done is will have to be, your legal counsel will have to also deal with Mr. Johnson, and you can do a determination of where the actual boundary line is.
Well, I know where it is. It's at the town line.
What we as a planning board have to deal with is what's presented to us by the licensed land surveyor. So I understand where you're coming from, and I appreciate the issue that you're bringing up, but it's not germane for what we can do.
Even if you took that parcel out, there's enough acres.
Yeah, I'm not disputing any, I don't care about it. That's all.
So that, like what Rudy is saying, this is really out of our hands.
Well, he's saying that it's, you know, property in Deerfield is part of his ownership, which is not true.
Right, and that's...
And I can give you, I got documentation right here, a copy of his deed.
And that's fine, like I said before, it's not anything that our planning board can do.
But I think for the safety of your, you know, you people, you know, it's, there's a question.
Yep.
The smart thing would be to get a copy of his deed and just read his deed. I have a copy.
Can I see it?
Well, I think I'm just saying
that maybe, you know, what I'm saying is we want to give some direction to get resolution, obviously, at this point.
Right.
And so if Mr. Denton has, you know, is demonstrating a very strong case, then maybe he could get together with Jim and maybe we could... stuff happens. Jim looks at the deed and says, hey, you know what, I'm going to move this line. It's still going to be a conforming lot and everyone's going to be happy. So let's like to read that verbiage and then...
Jim, while he's looking for that, are you comfortable with the survey that you did?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm always open to suggestions. As I've explained to some of the other people that I've worked with surveying, putting the plan on file does not change the boundaries. The surveyor's opinion as to where the boundaries are.
Registry of deed numbers up top.
Until
you can go on your computer and pull it up.
Mr. Denton. Oh,
sorry.
And until the deed is passed, there's no change in the boundaries. Even if we would have a 100-lot subdivision, recording the plan does not create those lots. It's when they start deeding them out. So that's the same as with this. If there is a problem with what I have done, then I welcome the proof, and then the attorneys can decide what.
Would this be something that you would be comfortable reviewing before we signed off on the plans?
Sure.
Here's another
one. I guess if any landowner that has information relative to the boundaries, I'm always willing to look at. If it gets to a point where it's a matter of interpretation, then it has to go to the attorneys for them to resolve.
Okay, right.
It's
okay.
Not up to me.
All right. What I would like to suggest is that we continue this, and if Mr. Van Denton gets the information to Jim and Jim has a chance to...
Well, he can contact me.
Wait a minute. Can take a look at it to see if there is some discrepancies, because we've had deed discrepancies before. And I'd like it to make sure that the deed for the Johnson property is reviewed, as well as the Van Denton property too, and see what's going on. Because when I look at this map, it doesn't agree with the deed. The deed does say what Mr. Van Denton is saying, but the survey map that's on here doesn't.
But
so there's some,
what's
there's,
your question?
It doesn't agree, the two of them. So that's why.
What does it? I'm just trying to understand where
It's just, I'm looking at it from a standpoint of, like, everything doesn't seem to agree, and it needs to be done by someone taking a look at it that's a surveyor. I'm not a surveyor.
That's a town line. There's the stone markers.
I see that.
Depicting that. Both towns have signed off on this.
This is your property in Deerfield, correct?
And as I showed, you read that it's across the south side of Currier Road to the Deerfield.
But that's not shown on your plan. That's where the discrepancy is.
Okay, you want one that shows the...
No, I don't want anything right now.
No, we don't want anything.
What
I want you to do is I want you to get together with Mr. Franklin so that all of this data can be put together. And if there is discrepancies in the deeds, between the deeds and the plot plans and everything else, then it's not really, as Mr. Franklin says, it's not in our purview. It's a legal issue, not a planning issue. So I think the resolution to this is that you get together with him and we'll continue this. And as a matter of fact, before we say that...
Which is saying this is a vote for the extension of time.
Right.
This isn't to say it's final.
Correct. Right. And I just want to make sure that we didn't have a date
right.
fixed
so
in that
So if we
waiver.
Extend it so these gentlemen can get together and make sure things are correct...
Exactly.
Then exactly. I would motion a vote for that.
I don't want it.
We're good.
I know so, that.
We're good.
But that's the road.
So back to my original question is there a motion on the to motion to accept
motion
the waiver?
To accept the extension, the waiver as written for an extension of time.
Okay.
Didn't you do that?
Yes. No, we didn't.
Oh.
No, we didn't.
I'll second that.
That was the part we missed.
All right, somewhere. So we need to have a vote by individual people, or individual members of the board. So let me just get that.
Everybody all done with this?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. And I apologize.
You're all set with that, Jim?
I didn't have this from before.
Okay.
All right. So the motion's on the floor. Okay. Scott?
It's been seconded. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yay.
Brian?
Yay.
Rudy? Yay. Mark?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Joyce?
Yes.
Okay. The motion is unanimous and passes. Okay. Thank you very much, and we'll continue this. And once we get all of that straightened out,
do we have a date certain to continue it to?
No,
it's
unless
up to you.
You want one. Do you
okay.
want one?
No. I don't know how long this will
right.
take.
Right. That's why we left it open.
Yeah.
So okay. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Van Denton.
Yeah.
Jim. Could you come up here for a second? I have just a question about the plans. Sorry. This was in here.
Oh, yeah, this is not for you.
Okay. And then, just a second. I
paid it already.
See, you had accepted it already as complete plans from the previous meeting.
Well, yeah. No, we haven't. That's the whole thing. We haven't accepted it.
Well, you did, but... Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Conditions.
As long as we can get it straightened out, that's
yep.
all. You know?
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Then
thank
the
you.
Other alternative is attorneys. Well, I'm trying to keep from that, but not afraid to go there if I need to.
Understood. All right, thank
so
you, sir.
So, Jim, get in touch with me if you want.
Number in the book?
Okay.
Or is that ready to send you a letter?
No, the number's in the book.
Okay.
You got my address.
I will.
You knock on the door, whatever.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Next order of business. The capital improvement project proposal from Stantec. I think everybody has received a copy of it.
Yep.
All we're doing tonight, does anybody have any questions on it? I think that... it was pretty clear. Stantec did the last one, so they understand what's going on with it. I mm-hmm. told Brian about a few things that are new since the old one was done. So, if anybody doesn't have any questions or comments,
is there anything else that we need to be doing for them for this or no?
No.
No, okay. It has to be updated.
Yeah, because. Part of what this is, Brian, is like we're trying to get caught up in everything in order for us to do the impact
right.
fees. We have to make sure that the master plan is correct, and we also
yep.
have to have an updated...
What other issues are outstanding in the master plan?
Just the fact that we have a few more departments that are in town, like the fire departments in
okay.
the town now, things like that. That's pretty much just to make sure that everything, and obviously...
And is that up to us to spearhead that and get them in? Get that input from them, or what?
What I was going to suggest from... Board of Selectmen standpoint
yep.
is that a letter go out from the board to the town departments saying that Stantec is going to be basically organizing and spearheading the effort to update the community our capital improvement project, or
yep.
capital improvement plan, and that all the boards need to be submitting anything that they're planning on doing for the next 10 years The way that it was done in the past, it was that if it's any project that's over $5,000 that's not in the regular budget, it would be considered a capital improvement project.
Right.
So vehicles, building additions, you know, like the school, I know that the school gave us a list of things that are going to be on their list. Roads, Dennis has an updated listing of roads. They need to have, there's a form actually that'll go out with this too, that basically says what the project is, what the estimated cost is, the completion date, and it also asks basically what the priority is. Is this an urgent project? Is this
correct.
Something that would be good to have, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that once we get all of that together, we can compile all the information and then, you know, basically in conjunction with the Board of Selectmen, we'll put everything in perspective for what we get for the information, and then work with the board and stuff to say, okay, this is what everybody's giving us for information, and then we can work collaboratively between the planning board, the Board of Selectmen, school board, and especially those three groups, and figure out what's going on. The Conservation Commission will be involved, the Agricultural Commission, you know, we want to make sure that we cover as much as we can, because we'll also be looking for grants and funding. So if we have something in place, it's going to make it easier for us too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, without this in place, getting the grants is a little difficult.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why we need to have something that's going to be.
Because then it becomes a wish list instead of a plan.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, it can be. Yeah. Yeah. But there are certain things, as you know, being on the Board of Selectmen, there's certain things we just can't. Right. We're not going to stop doing roads just because we don't feel like doing roads.
Right.
It's not going to happen. But I think the priority is going to have to be set too.
Right.
The nice thing is, as Chairman Young has said on the board too, is that this will also help us keep things steady for how much is being impacted in taxes.
Right.
We look set aside, say, whatever number of dollars every year. We know that that's a nice flat number to be using.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments? Entertain a motion from the board to accept the proposal as submitted in the amount of $2,394 from Stantec.
I'll make that motion.
Accept that. Second?
I'll second.
Don't all fight.
Beat me to it.
Again, we need to vote individually. Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Yes. Judy?
Yes.
Yes. Joyce?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, very good. So I will let Brian know that we're set to go in here so we can get things moving. Brian doesn't anticipate it taking too long either. As long as we have good input from all the town departments and they respond appropriately. All right. New business. The first item is case number 19-003. Co-applicants, Robert and Melissa Barreto, 272 High Street, Candy, New Hampshire, owner of the same. Property location same, map 410, lot 108-2. Co-applicant, Scott and Helen Nerney, 284 High Street, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, owner same. Property location same, map 405, lot 14-3. The intent, a lot line adjustment, remove the equivalent amount of 2.07 acres from map 410, lot 108-12, currently 13.599 acres, and map 405, lot 14-3, currently 5.461 acres, then redistribute these acres equally within the same property locations of map 410, lot 108-12, and map 405, lot 14-3, thus creating a new lot line. I'm also going to read the next part of this too, because it's a kind of a little bit of a separate but
right. Yeah.
Related. Case 19-003, applicant Robert and Melissa Barreto, 272 High Street, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Owner same, property location same, map 410, lot 108-12. Intent, a lot merger. Remove the existing lot line between map 410, lot 108-12, currently 13.599 acres, and map 410, lot 108-11, currently 29.950 acres, and consolidate the two lots into a single lot, resulting in a new parcel of land equaling 43.549 acres. Everybody understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Clear as mud.
Come on up.
Good evening. I'm Bob Kilmer from Sanford Survey, representing the Barettos and the Nearneys in the lot line adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
The original three lots were created by subdivision in 1993 and approved by the board. What you have here is this was a lot, this was a lot, and then this was a lot of three. Again, like you said, Barettos own 10811, 10812, and Nearney's own 405-14-3. What they're attempting to do is do an equal area swap to maintain the lot areas. The big thing that is falling in here is Mr. Barretto wanted to have the pond completely on his lot, and what it did is it was bisected by the old property line. So in doing that, with this lot line adjustment, giving up his frontage, he loses his frontage for lot 10812, which in turn forces him to a lot merger to create 10811 of 43.5 acres.
Now, Mr. Cole, what's the reason for doing the lot line? Is it because the driveway is in?
Because, the driveway. We ran it along the driveway as best we could, and then cut it out, and that's why it's kind of an odd, because trying to get this area into that and keep the driveway on this property.
So what line disappears? So we don't want to disappear.
This line disappears.
Yeah.
And this line disappears.
All right. That's
so what Nearney's lot will entail is all of this.
Correct.
Okay.
And then Barretto's will have all the rest.
So this is an equal swap. This and that
were are equal swaps.
Okay.
And both lots still keep the 200 acres, 200 feet frontage.
Yeah, it's not changing the frontage.
The Nearneys will be increased by 200 feet, which is taking that frontage off the existing lot.
That final lot will be 5.46 acres. Is that the Nearneys lot? Okay, so that.
I don't have a map in front of me to see it.
Everybody has that. Yeah, that's right, a little smaller on the back. Their right. Application.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
All the way on the back.
I have one larger.
Are you doubting me?
I just want to make sure what we're making.
Sometimes that's easier.
Yes, right now you are. Yeah, we'll be.
I'm new with this.
Yeah,
so
no.
Yep. Okay.
We'll be asking for comments.
Okay.
What we end up with.
All right, so what will also happen in this is that there won't need to be an easement or anything like that for the driveway on the
correct.
Other property.
The driveway stays on his property and whatever else. Again, his issue with, right now is that driveway back to the house is on, goes across the two lots anyways.
Right.
Right, okay. So, and that back lot is going to have 43 acres?
After the lot line adjustment.
After the lot line adjustment, yeah, okay.
So where's the house? Here?
Correct.
And how much frontage is there on the street?
He's going to have his 200.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not changing the frontage at all.
His total frontage will be
20184.
Right, on his lot.
It is changing his frontage.
His frontage doesn't change.
No.
Oh, because
of this lot had 200 feet of frontage.
The points aren't changing
like
from
that.
The road.
So okay. We're taking the frontage for the original two lots, and they're getting that portion.
So they're getting
but
more
his,
frontage.
His lot 11 right now is 201.84, and it will stay at 201.84.
See, the points on the road, it stays the same. All they've done is draw new lines after that.
Right, so the lot...
The frontage hasn't changed.
The lot 5.4
But the frontage is being transferred from... Okay.
No.
So this is the original lot line.
Correct.
For the Nearneys.
So 14-3.
Nearneys original, and this is... Barretto's original lot.
No, it's not changed, because this is the original one, correct?
This lot is where we're doing the lot line adjustment.
And that's still gonna stay the same.
Right, the Z is where it's been taken out, this isn't gonna be here anymore.
This point doesn't change, this point doesn't change, and this point doesn't change.
So they'll end up with almost 600 feet on it, frontage.
Right.
Just cleaning up stuff that's approaching our property.
And there'll be two Mylars, two different sets of plans that we record, because each individual one.
I just wanted to make sure that we have the 200 feet of each one, because it's close, it's 201.
201, yeah, yes, and that's not changing.
So it's, you gotta be supportive, I mean, that's cleaning up a mess.
Any question, any other questions from the board, comments from the board?
Looks pretty clear.
Questions or comments from the public?
Help.
Okay.
I thought one of these let in.
Identify yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My name is Patty Massey, I live with Fred Rose, the house is in probate, my dad. I got a letter about, I'm in a butter.
Yes.
I know that when the lay of the land changes, things happen. I'm really, I'm just in the blind, I wanna know, is it gonna affect me? That's all I wanna know.
No, you just have to be legally notified when something's going on in your neighborhood.
Right.
Do they plan on building in the back, on the butter side?
At this time, he's keeping it all at that, and
He'd be high press.
I can't even imagine, you know, again, it's pretty hilly, rough terrain back there, you know, as far as...
What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Michelle Benson, and we're, we come in from South Road, so he must be...
Oh, I know where you're talking about.
Oh, on the back.
So we're in the back, so it won't touch us, and like you said, it's hilly, and it's, he doesn't plan on...
Correct.
And they're both in agreement for this, right?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay. Just wanna make sure, with, like you, I had no idea, we got a letter, and my husband said that, but he just says a lot of things to shut me up, so... I'm just kidding.
He's a sex ass, is that...
I don't know how to go, I don't know any further in this line of conversation.
Strike that from the record.
See, that's the part you don't have to take down.
That's right, yes.
You don't talk about simplifying minutes, you don't have to put that...
Didn't even write that here.
Oh, right, okay.
Well, on that note, we don't have, I don't have to stay around, right?
No.
Sorry about that, thanks a lot.
No, that's okay, thank you.
You guys have a good one.
Well, I don't have any...
Don't worry, we'll call him on the way. Any other comments from the public? All right, if none, I think we can...
I have a waiver.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I had a waiver request.
Somewhere. Did you get a copy of it, the waiver?
Everything's in the packet.
Right here, so...
No, I'm just asking, but...
Yeah, everything's in your packet.
Did I borrow yours to read? Thank you.
Oh, I'm like, oh, no, not everything.
On behalf of the owners of lot 14-3 and 10812, I'm requesting a waiver from the following requirements of the Candia subdivision regulations. Article 12.04, all new corners to be marked with granite bounds with adjacent iron pins. Again, we ask for the waiver to this so that we, if we run into the situation, large boulders, ledge, something like that, we can set a drill hole or an iron pin with a cap. Again, magnetically found out, the monumentation set will be on the plan when it's recorded.
In general, on that, the planning regulations and the zoning ordinance do not allow that. But there is a way, it's not necessarily a waiver, but it does allow for pins to be done in large rocks or ledge that's in there.
Okay.
I just wanted to...
Okay, so...
Because I looked at that, I think it's in the zoning ordinance.
Is in the zoning?
I believe it is in the zoning.
Oh, okay, that's, could be why.
Now, the owners are gonna exchange deeds, right?
Yes, once the plans created, they'll have to, do the swaps.
Be recorded, but they'll be, because sometimes you see where people do the lot line adjustments, but they don't...
They never follow through.
Yeah.
And again, I think you have the...
If there's lenders involved, they do.
Exactly.
Because they won't let that slide. So if there's mortgages on the property, the bank requires that.
Yeah. I found that in another case recently that we had to do, so...
The only reason I know is because I had to go through it.
That's expensive to record, I'm just saying.
And as far as the lot merger, you have the originals that were in the packet? Signed and notarized?
I trust you, Dave.
Okay, yeah, I know, I think it's in the zoning ordinance, but...
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it specifically does state that it's not allowed unless...
Unless, okay. And I totally missed that, so...
And what the intent is so you don't have a rock like this big...
Right.
That you can move and put a bound in. You know, if you've got a rock that's just not going to be able to move it without blasting or whatever, it's kind of a judgment call on here, but it is acceptable to do. So we can vote on the waiver if you like, but I know that...
It's allowed.
It's allowed.
That's fine.
Just
disregard it.
Okay.
I'll let you know, this is going to be extra to record this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll contact you on that.
Right.
Different than the Mylars, stuff like that.
Once we get this stuff set, I'll send you another print to look over and work all the monetary stuff out.
Okay.
Do we need to do anything with the condition of approval that the deeds be done? I don't think we do.
We don't.
We don't, I don't think.
We don't do with that. That's only to do with the lender.
Right.
If there's mortgages on it.
Get the plan recorded so they have recording number to work from.
Right, okay.
Because they won't do anything unless we approve it.
Correct. Right.
I have one other question.
Sure.
It's been requested that I create two Mylars for recording.
Yep.
That is my question. I spoke with Kathy Stacy, and she said that it will be recorded under both names because both names are in the title. Okay, so, you know, if that's what they were worried about, not being referenced under both owners' names, that will happen.
Okay.
And I just wanted to, if you were all right with that, just one Mylar will work.
There was a question about that, right, Lisa?
Yes, I was told that that it is by council and by us, when I called the registry as well, that they want two. They want two because both of the applicants are changing something. Usually it's just one applicant, and they're doing the change. They're going to change their land. They're going to record everything. In this case, that's not happening. It's a special case. It's case by case, but they said both of these applicants are changing something. They want two of them.
And I would...
Town council wants two of them.
I would say,
well,
based on town council's council, that we...
Can I just call them?
And we have already talked about this on multiple occasions, and he knows I talked to town council already.
But if it's Plan D-39074 in Rockingham County, that's how it's indexed. So I can kind of see what you're saying. It's like there's one plan,
but there's that gets two recorded. Applicants. There's two
right,
different
but
pieces of property.
What he's saying is when it gets indexed in there, if you look up Rado, if you look up
their name,
it's all going to be indexed by that plan. So I'm just saying what he's saying. I think I understand his logic is that. It's really a waste. It's like that. You bring them two, but they only need one.
We're doubling. Once you get into this, are each owner going to reference a different recording number of the same plan?
Right, it's the same plan.
So if it's the same plan, all the information's on that plan, one recording number recorded, reference to both owners. That's all I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you called Kathy Stacy, the registrar?
I talked to Kathy Stacy.
What did Kathy
say? I took the plan down, and she said no. She says if both names are in there on the title block, by law, I have to have that one recording number does it all.
I don't buy the argument that it's one applicant because only one thing is changing. Anytime there's a lot line adjustment, both things are changing.
Two.
Yeah, two are changing.
Yeah.
Whether it's one applicant or two applicants.
But we could call Kathy.
They're both changing.
We can call, you can call her, Lisa, and just and say, Kathy, can you clarify? You called her?
Yeah, she did.
I've talked to her already, and I've talked to council, and they said...
Actually, when I dropped the check off?
To do two of them.
I'll tell you what, I'll be happy to, get a resolution. I'll call her tomorrow, because we do a lot. You want me to do that?
I mean, you don't have to verify, because you can just make...
I mean, we got two stories.
Yeah, but the...
What's the truth?
I have it in an email.
I think that the bottom line is that town council has suggested that we have two.
Why, though?
Because when you reference one...
I would tend to go with town council.
They're gonna go, and they don't want to reference the number, they want it physically there. For both of the properties.
Do you ever do a search on the registry of deeds?
It doesn't matter what we've done, I think if we have town council, that's gonna be backing us up on this decision.
I just want the logic, though, I just want somebody to...
Doesn't make sense to have two different numbers.
Right, I don't want somebody to say, Scott, just, you know, that's black, just believe us. I'm telling you, it's black, it's town council, so I just wanna understand the underlying logic, that's all. We've got a surveyor that's saying, he called Kathy Stacy.
I think what I'd like to suggest is, we can go through the approval on this.
Our building inspector approves as well.
We could go and approve this with a condition, and the condition be that the that we get clarification on the number of deeds.
That's all, I just wanna hear it from, you know, town council, as to their, you know...
Right.
I mean, like I said.
And that way, I don't think it'd be, if we did need to go and have two Mylars, it wouldn't be a lot of time.
I'm not against that, I just wanna know why.
Right, right, and I think it wouldn't take you very long to do another Mylar, if indeed there was a misinterpretation.
Right, the length, it's just a matter of the Mylar, the ink, whatever, you know, I'm adding, again, hey, if that's what has to happen, that's what has to happen, I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to...
You don't wanna do it if one of them's gonna get thrown away, right? It'd be of no use.
Right.
Was it, there was two waivers, right, he was looking for that and the limitation?
Yeah, we were looking for, well, he was looking for the waiver on that, but were we gonna give the waiver, or were we just,
We had a vote on that, right?
No, we don't have to.
No, we don't have to.
Because it's a law.
The regulations say that we, that they can do, so that's all that. But we're not, I don't think you're looking for a waiver on this at this point in time.
No, I just feel like the town council's explanation.
Right, I think it would be appropriate for a motion to approve this. I don't think there's anybody questioning whether this needs to be approved or not. I think that seems to be fine. The question is the recording of it. So I think if we had a motion to accept the application as presented with the condition that the...
Clarification on the Mylar.
That the surveyor confer with town council and the registry of deeds just to confirm whether one or two things are needed to be done in there. Oh, yeah, okay, but this is, okay.
So you're looking for a motion?
Did you work on...
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
I confirmed before I talked to him.
Okay, so, and actually, this might make things a little bit different, because the information that we got was here. It says it would be best if both submitted a Mylar. So, not strictly...
This isn't mandatory, though.
Not strictly necessary, yeah.
And when I talked to the Registry of Deeds, she told me that they would want that more, because when you reference something, just because they're going to go back to it, there's not going to be a Mylar in one of those files. So then they have to go back, and then they have to reference this and go back to that other case. So the same as town council is saying, Registry of Deeds also said, for us, it's better.
That's the logic.
There's one plan with one plan number, so I'm confused.
They just want a copy in each file. Yeah. That's all we're asking.
So, not a Mylar.
Yes, because you have to record the Mylar.
But the Mylar can't get recorded twice. There's only one plan.
It's going to be recorded in their name, Barreto, and in Mirny.
Right. But because
in each file.
Here's the file for that property. Here's the file for this property. So one Mylar gets put over here. You go over to this file search, and there's no Mylar. So then it says, okay, go refer to this Mylar. So they go over to this file and say, oh, okay, there's the Mylar.
Who does that?
The registry of deeds, anybody to reference it.
No, that's not how the registry of deeds works.
No, anybody who's researching.
Us, that's how...
What anybody researching is going to go, and they're going to look under the people's name, where they're going to go to the grantor index, and they're going to put in their names, and they're going to see, recorded on this particular date was plan
D-390754. But you're not
going to
have that plan
what I'm
in
saying
there.
Is, right. No, but what I'm saying is that's, and then you're going to pull it up.
That
and,
no, you're not going to have them in one of them, no.
Honestly, yes.
No, that's what they're telling me.
I know.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just telling you what they're telling me.
Wait, time out. We're going to do a road trip down the registry. There is no file. There's no file. Everything's on the internet. No, because it's physical. There is a file.
The issue is going to be there. Yeah. The Mylar's, obviously,
you don't record a Mylar just
hold on, wait a minute,
for
wait a minute,
it to disappear.
Wait. The Mylar gets recorded physically in a drawer. So you get to go see. Yes, you get to go see the Mylar. Because that's why, if they were going to get rid of them, I don't see why he's even giving them any Mylars, but, you know, it's going to be in the file.
What I'm saying is, but that's plan in what file? Like, there's not a file at the registry for Beretto, and there's not a file for
there is. Yes, that's what they're saying. If you go to the registry.
Are you with me?
I was just there, Scott.
Yeah.
If you go to their counter and you ask them to see it, they come back and they actually put it right on the counter for you, just like we did.
The Mylar.
Yes.
Yes. And they come back as plan D390754.
Nearney's not going to have one. What they are saying, it's easier for me.
No, it is.
I've been down there multiple times.
I used to work there. Are you?
Believe it, Scott.
I've never seen
it there.
Yes, I know there's physical files.
Okay, point of order. Hold on. All right, gets back into order here. All right, so.
We need to verification.
Yeah, what I
that's all I'm asking for. You're gonna pay me back.
I'm going back to my suggestion before, is that what we do is a motion to approve the subdivision. And with the condition that the surveyor contact town council and the registry of deeds to confirm whether one Mylar is required or two Mylars are required. And that's the only thing. And once we get that resolution, because we can't sign if we don't have the right number of Mylars.
Correct.
So I think that's the town. So we'll let town council and we'll let
you good with that?
The registry figure that one out.
But they're not saying it's a requirement. They're saying it's a preference.
Right.
So
that's my point.
So if it's only a preference, then...
That's not commanding you.
No, it's not. That's why we said this is what they're saying. It's best if we have two. It's best for...
Best for...
Them.
But not required.
No, right. It's not required. It's just best because that way they have it in each file. So they can...
No.
Let's not
no.
Don't go there. Don't go there. Physically. Don't go there. Stand down. Okay.
It's like, why do I give each one of you a copy?
No, that's you too. Well, that's what I'm saying, right? Let's just go ahead and stop talking.
You're almost there, you're almost at it.
The motion. I'm open to a motion to accept it.
Remember, I just started working. We approve this based on clarification
for how many Mylars.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. all right. There's a motion on the floor and...
So wait a minute, there it is. And then we have to approve.
Roll call.
Wait a minute. Yeah, because we have to do two things here. One of them is... we have to accept the application as the first step in this process. So I accept the motion to accept
the application. I make a motion to accept the application as complete.
Okay. I second.
Okay. Any questions?
No, none.
Elmo, we did that.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Rudy, yes. Mark.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
Yes. Joyce.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I have to open a public hearing.
Oh,
gosh. So I'll open the public hearing on this at 7:55. Are there any questions from the board? Are there any questions from the public?
So we're not doing a final approval. We're not doing the approval yet because we need to contact.
We're gonna do the approval with a condition. Because the only thing we need to know is how many Mylars we have to sign. So I think that the motion on the floor is that we accept the project as submitted with the condition that confirmation on the number of Mylars be...
We approve it.
We approve it, yes.
I'm sorry, we're approving it, yeah. With the condition that the number of Mylars be confirmed between town council and the registry of deeds.
And corner set.
And yes. Well, you don't need to, oh yeah, and the bounds be set.
And bounds set.
Yeah. All right, so the motion on the floor, it was seconded, I believe.
Only the motion to accept, right?
Correct.
So who made the motion to approve?
I did.
Brian and Scott, okay.
And now a motion to approve the lot line adjustments.
No, that's what we just did.
Oh, yeah, okay, there we go, yeah, okay.
Accept Joyce and Judy.
Yeah, and then approve, okay, very good. All right.
Do we have to poll again?
Yes. Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Yes. Joyce?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for your patience. Thank you for the input from the board.
What was that?
Thank you for the input from the board. Sometimes these things just...
Take on a life of their own.
They just fly.
All right. Any other business from the board?
Yes.
Okay, Judy.
I was driving down New Boston Road, and I was shocked to see houses up in those areas of concern. I was just wondering, what is the status of that? What measures are being taken to address those drastic erosion issues?
So what is it with DES,
DES with Operation and Terrain. I believe...
The building inspector has been working with
I believe Dave's been working on it. Probably what you should do is talk to Dave.
Okay.
There's a lot of files on that stuff.
Okay.
Because DES is requiring alterations of terrain. They haven't been, like, real, gung-ho on getting the things done.
It's just, yeah.
I believe they got the CO for the first house. They paved the driveway
crazy.
And there's been cars down there.
I thought they weren't supposed to get a CO until all this was decided.
There's four
this
different
is nuts.
There's four different problems in there. So if he takes care of one, that's fine. But then the others
won't get a CO until those conditions are met.
Correct.
According to DES.
Correct. And I'm not certain that they've got a CO, but I know that there's been people living in there.
I know Dave's been up there, though, at least, because I was just talking to the
people are up there, but they may not be living there.
Is that the BMT stuff?
I'm sorry?
Is that BMT stuff?
Yeah. Dave usually comes in. I'm surprised he didn't come tonight, but we could have probably asked him, but... you can ask him directly, or the next meeting that we have, maybe we can see if Dave can stop in and we can find out what's going on. Because at this point in time, it's a building department issue.
Exactly. I just feel really bad for the whole situation, the people that are going to be there, the people that live below there.
Yeah.
It's wrong on so many levels that I never want us to forget what happened and how did it happen and how can we prevent it in the future? Because it's just...
Part of what Brian and I were talking about earlier today, too, is the fact that we want to get a lot of this other stuff done that we've got going on right now, because we need to get to the zoning ordinances again. And I think that is one of the items that we want to address is land clearing, slopes, and the whole bit to make sure that we avoid this problem in the future.
No one could have ever dreamt that he was going to just go in and clear cut the side of that hill.
There's like four other houses over there that are just beautiful.
But now that it's happened,
he was supposed to apply
for
alteration of terrain.
He was, because he cut all that stuff down.
Yep.
Dennis.
When we met over there last year when this first happened, DES made some suggestions on what you can do as far as on the building permit, from the planning board standpoint, on how to maybe put limits on clearing of the site.
Land,
then after that, they have to have an engineered plan for the site, you know, various things. So when we do start working on that, we can maybe incorporate some of those ideas.
And
I did see some correspondence here in the last month from DES to the town on They gave him some deadlines. I think one of them was May 31st on getting some things done, and I think he's got an AOT permit application out there. I don't know if they approved it or not. When we had some heavy rains here about 3 weeks ago or so, there was still a lot of brown water coming down through off of those sites right under North Road all the way down to the pond. Yeah. So, I mean, the site is in no means remedied.
Oh, no,
so
no.
There's a lot left to do. Yeah. So, I mean, he's missing a window of getting green cover on
right.
it. Because we're
going to be in July and August
and summer,
nothing will grow.
And we know the
right.
topsoil over there is probably this much to ledge, so yeah. it's not going to have much luck with germination from probably a month, 2 weeks from now on.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it's still a fragile site that all we're going to need is a heavy rain and we're mm-hmm. back where we were. So it's a shame it's gone on so long.
Dennis brings up a really good point, and is also the other argument that we've heard in the past is that what right does the planning board have to tell someone what they can do or can't do with their land? And, you know, clearing their land and stuff like that is another one of those concerns of like, okay, we're telling them they can't clear their land, so that means that they can't harvest the trees or anything over there. So that's the other thing that we need to be careful about, is that we have good solid footing for requiring anything that we require. Obviously, this is a reasonable thing to say, that like, we don't want people to have, you know, your backyard in their front yard
exactly.
or on our streets. Yeah. So we have to be careful about how
Morans,
we do that.
I think DES's suggestion kind of covered that, because you aren't telling them they can't clear it, but if they go beyond a certain point, they have to have
right.
engineering
yeah.
study right. to back this up.
Yep. And we had that situation
like
with Holtz.
Really?
We had that situation with Holtz land when we were looking at that.
I didn't get that.
We had that same situation with Holtz land.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and that whole thing. So we've got to see. We've had at least two cases now where these things have come up, and I think we do need to address
yeah,
them.
I think we have to address it.
Could we not require, after so much clearing,
right.
an alteration of terrain permit?
Well, no. That the
no?
the Army Corps of Engineers and DES triggers that. It's over X amount of square feet.
Yeah.
yeah.
You automatically have to do it.
Right.
But what he was saying on a smaller scale is, you know, you have a limit of 75 feet around the building, 100 feet, whatever the town requires. Then after that, we require a engineered plan for where the water is going to go, how are you going to prevent erosion, why you're building the house. I mean, it isn't hard for someone to do that, but it's very important, as we found out.
Well, and if it's a flat piece of land, it's not going to be as critical
right.
as when it has this kind of a slope.
On that
yeah.
lot?
Yes.
So. Said, are you
but I mean,
mind,
what we're seeing in town now is those nice
right.
flat lots are gone, and mm-hmm. the lots are getting more fragile. There's steeper slopes. There's more ledge on them. There's
yeah.
more wetlands, as we found out. And we've had like 6 or 7 of them now that have been problematic for the town.
Yeah.
There's a couple on Courier Road, the 4 on New Boston.
And that was one of the other things that Dennis and I had talked about a little bit, and we've had some conversation on this, is to have a lot of our maps updated so that it's shown on some of our maps where these sharp slopes are, where these drainage issues are, so that when someone comes in here, we have something a little bit more concrete to say, you've got to do, like Dennis said, a town alteration of terrain permit, for lack of a better word at this point in time. But,
mm-hmm.
So we'll have some good solid footing to make these requirements in people.
Yeah.
And I think in the end it'll help us defend some of our 3-acre zoning in the long run.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we're finding these lots, you know, 3-5 acres in size that you can't find an acre and a half of contiguous dry land.
Right. right. And right now we're on shaky ground with that, with the 3 acres.
Every town is. But,
yeah.
The more homework we do ahead of time, the better off we'll
That's why the village district comes in play, too.
Well, yeah, because you need the village. If you have workforce housing in that area, that means it doesn't go, it doesn't
Steve
spread.
Mentioned that, too.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
over.
You know, yeah. I don't think we're probably there where
okay.
you're going to well, be challenged on
good
3 acres.
Good point.
Yet, but
No,
come a day.
We'll have it
yeah.
in the village district, so it'll cover that.
Yeah.
So we're not challenged.
Well, we would, you know, you go back to Britain versus Chester. I mean, if we were challenged, it's, you know, we would can they would lose on that snob zoning. If you could have, if somebody could make it work on a smaller lot and everything was fine and they didn't have a problem with this, with wetlands and slopes and all stuff like that. So technically, you know, that's the whole, you know, that's what Stephen Buckley talked about too, Britain versus right. Chester. So they had this 5-acre thing, and it's just the cost of land, like he said, is such a major driver, you know. So that's why every house we get built, $450,000. You know, you can start with a $125,000 lot, you're going to put a $450,000 house. You know?
All right, good. Fine. Just one thing, in the next meeting, we have a review plan coming up, right? For a Thompson? Is that?
Final.
Yeah, final.
June 19th?
Yes. We need to do a plan review for that, if I remember correctly?
Yes.
Okay. I'm willing to work with someone who wants to do the plan review on that. We can probably set a date and a time. Doesn't have to be tonight, but it should be.
I don't mind volunteering. Like Mark, I know Mark, you've been doing some, and I don't mind volunteering. I've done like one, I think just one with you, Rudy. So you always learn stuff. I don't mind cover. I'll cover one.
Okay.
You know what?
I'll give you a call. We'll just set up a date.
Okay.
Give me a call. I'll just
you want to do that? Send it to. Yeah. Yeah.
The more people coming down.
Yeah. The more people that come down, the better. The only thing that we have to worry about is if we have a quorum. It has to be posted.
Then yeah, if you three want to do it this time.
Yeah. No more than three.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, because like I said, I'm more than happy to get people, you know, to get used to what they're doing. And I've been doing it for a few years, and I think that I've been kind of pointing out what you need to look at. And it's basically you just look at the plans to make sure that this information is there. It's not whether it's complete or not, but is it there? And if it's not complete, you put a little note on there, and at least it sends it back to the surveyor and says, okay. Unless you get the stuff to us, this plan is going to be deemed.
Is this the Chester
development?
No.
That's
this is the one Brown Road.
That's really wet. You drive by that thing and you just can't even imagine. You look in there and it looks like a pond. And then they come in with the plan.
Didn't you go with the sidewalk with that one?
No. Chester?
No. Brown Road and Old Candy Road.
Oh, yes.
I was going to say, I thought you were there.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Well, Chester hasn't come up yet.
The driveways on rafts.
Can you guys just let me know when that's going to be?
Yeah, yes. They are, and kayak is instead of a car.
Kayak at the garages will all be right there on Brown Road, and they can just kayak across.
It's crazy.
You look out, we can find Mr. Weston. We approved case 19-003.
They're going to have to fill it?
I guess it's on the road. I did that. Years ago, I did that site walk.
Yeah.
You know,
this is the third time this has come in.
Third
time. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's.
And
it's
the waterworks also did submit a letter.
They did.
Yeah, I have that somewhere. I think Lisa has it in the file too.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
I won't be at the next meeting. I won't be in here on the 19th.
It flies
okay,
in
can you just send me an email? Yeah, that you will, and then that's fine.
Did you leave the car running?
No, but I'm facing out.
All right. Anything else before?
Right here.
Anything else before I have Joyce's motion seconded? All right. There's a motion that Joyce made to adjourn.
I thought we were done.
Second. All in favor, German? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? All right. Thank you all.